welcome to Mission Academy, operated by Alta Vista Public Charter, Inc. It's a California non-profit public benefit corporation. It is Tuesday, May 18th at 1:30. On March 17th, 2020, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order N-2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies governed by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above and may submit written comments for prior consideration to the board members. Comments can be submitted to bmendozamissionacademyhs.org. Public comment on the day of the meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. As required by state law, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. So right now we'll call this meeting to order and we'll do a roll call and establish a quorum. Carol Stanford present, Claudette Beck present, Mike Malloy
present,
John Dortch
present,
Barbara Willebrand. All right, Barbara's not on yet. So right now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'd like to ask Claudette Beck to do that, please, and everyone to put their phone on mute.
All right. Put your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. That was very nice. All right, so now we're going to go into staff introductions, starting with corporate officers.
Good afternoon, President Stanford. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Welcome, Jeff. School staff.
Good afternoon. This is Jenna Eunice, Principal, Mission Academy.
Good afternoon. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Right. School Legal Counsel.
Good afternoon. Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, Counsel with LLAC.
And the other staff wishes to introduce herself. All right, so we want to welcome all of you. Thank you for introducing yourself to us. So now we're going to move to E, approve agenda for the May 18, 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone's read this. Are there any questions or discussion on 1E? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1E?
Mike Mulhoy makes a motion.
Claudette Beck seconded. So Mike Malloy moved and Claudette Beck seconded. So now we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
Okay, good. Now everybody's on. That's good. All right, so 1E has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 1F, approved minutes of the April 14, 2021 special public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone has read these minutes, and are there any questions or discussions about them? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1F?
Claudette Beck, I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Claudette Beck motioned and John Dortch seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
1F has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 1G, approved minutes of the April 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. And I assume that you've all read this. Are any questions or discussions about 1G minutes? So pages 11 and 16 in your packet. If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve?
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
Barbara Willebrand second. Mike Malloy moved and Barbara Willebrand second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
Stankovic?
Aye.
Reverend Wilbraham?
Aye.
1G has been approved unanimously. So now we're on the consent agenda. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices in the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. And this is A, on pages 18 and 19 in our packet. And A1, the board will be asked to approve the revised COVID-19 plan for resuming in-person instruction, an addendum to the school's health and safety plan, which is on pages 21 through 47. Is there anyone who would like to table this or want a question or talk about any of it? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda A1? Barbara Willebrand moved and Claudette Beck seconded. Barbara Willebrand moved, Claudette Beck seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mark Lavoy,
aye.
George,
aye.
Barbara Willebrand,
aye.
So 2A1, the consent agenda has passed unanimously. So now we're into public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comments will not exceed 18 minutes per agenda item or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Sorry, that's me talking to my mute button. This is Shelley Sands reporting that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
Thank you so much. So now we're on four action items. A, the board will be asked to approve the Expanded Learning Opportunities Grant Plan. And this is in pages 49 through 60 of your packet. And Jenna.
Thank you, Board President Stanford. Board members and any community members, I am going to talk today about the Expanded Learning Opportunities Grant Plan, or ELO for short. As President Stanford mentioned, this can be found starting on page 49 of your board package. So to give you some background on this newly required plan and how it came about, the California legislature provided $6.6 billion in the Assembly Bill 86 COVID-19 relief package. $4.6 billion of that has been allocated for what is the Expanded Learning Opportunities Grant for schools. To receive this funding, local education agencies were tasked with creating a learning recovery program that provides supplemental instruction, support for social and emotional well-being, and nutrition to at least students included in one or more of the following subgroups. Low-income students, English learners, foster youth, homeless students, students with disabilities, students at risk of abuse, neglect, or exploitation, disengaged students, students who are below grade level, including but not limited to credit-deficient students, high school students at risk of not graduating, and other students identified by certificated staff. LEAs who complete the ELO plan with input from stakeholders must have the plan adopted by the school board before June 1st. Mission Academy has created its ELO plan with input from community stakeholders, and once the plan is approved, I will forward to our authorizer within 5 business days per CDE instruction. So I'd like to now tell you a little bit about how we created our plan and where we see the greatest need for learning recovery support. The ELO was developed with stakeholder feedback from students, staff, family members, and community through scheduled evening Zoom meetings, surveys via Google Forms, and direct feedback from students, parents, and staff through one-on-one meetings with school staff, parents, members over the past 4 to 6 weeks. Based on feedback from the stakeholders listed above, we have planned for our ELO grant funds to be used in the following ways. We will offer supplemental instruction, which includes but is not limited to additional evening and weekend tutoring hours from both tutors and certificated staff, as well as additional access to an EL and SPED bilingual paraprofessional and live and recorded intervention sessions that target skill-based deficiencies from certificated staff in our core areas of instruction. In addition, the funds will be used to provide additional mental health support from our school counselors and or contracted and or community mental health professionals and wraparound partners. We are also allocating funds for transportation assistance to provide academic, social, emotional, or wellness resources within the community if students need that, and nutrition packages for students in need. The ELO plan provides for the hiring of a paraprofessional that will support our English learners and special education students, as well as any other students in the subgroup needing more intensive academic support. Professional development is included in our ELO plan to provide training for school staff on strategies to engage students and families and address social, emotional, and learning recovery. Some of these topics include cultural competency, trauma-informed practices, improvement in executive functioning in teams, and engaging instructional practices, specifically for virtual environments. Through the additional education and support initiatives, we know that we will increase student engagement and continue to provide a positive and trauma-informed school climate, which will aid in learning recovery and continuing to close gaps in subgroup learners in particular. This concludes my information on the Expanded Learning Opportunity Plan, and I would like to answer any questions or address any comments you may have at this time.
So this is Carol Stanford, President Stanford. I assume that the staff and stuff all included in that, right?
That's correct. So because we are continuing to provide virtual instruction to students, we will have snacks in our community partnerships. For example, our Soledad Enrichment Agency partnership in the Los Angeles area. We have also discovered that, one of the food delivery services, I can't remember exactly which one it is, but is providing free delivery within a certain mileage around like a school site, for example. So if we can create sundry packages, and there are some organizations that will provide fresh fruit packages, if we can get them to a location, then the delivery service will deliver them to our students. So we're planning on utilizing that delivery service and then some of these funds to create those nutrition packages for students in need. So, yes.
That's wonderful. I like that a lot. That's great. Yeah. Any other comments from the other board members?
Well, I like the fact that she listed the planned expenditures. I thought that was really interesting how you, well, not how you came up with that, but I think it's very thorough.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
All right. Well, if there are no other comments or questions, I'd like to ask the board to approve the ELO grant plan for Mission Academy, and I'll turn it over to you, President Stanford.
So I need a motion and a second, and unless there's not any more comments. Okay, so we're 4A, a motion and a second, please, from the board members.
Aye, Malloy, Member Dorch, second.
All right, so Mike Malloy has moved and John Dorch has seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
All right, so 4A has been approved unanimously. Thank you so much, Jenna. That was really interesting. So now we're on to additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to thank Jenna for the clear and concise response to your questions. Back to you.
All right. Yeah, we really appreciated that, Jenna. It's really, we learn something every time we do this. Any other comments from the board? All right.
right, so we're going to go to 6 and A. Our next regular board meeting is June the 14th, 2021, 1:45. And now I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Barbara Wilson, move. Clyde Beck.
Okay, so Barbara Willebrand moved, Claudette Beck seconded, and we'll vote Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Govich?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it is unanimous vote that we would adjourn this meeting. So thank you, everyone, for your participation.